Good morning. I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's a Thursday morning, July 23rd, and here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. About 30 people, including some New Jersey mayors and several rabbis, are in custody this morning. They were arrested in a federal corruption investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Newark describes it as a high-volume international money laundering conspiracy. Last night on national television, President Obama appealed to you to support his version of a complete overhaul of the healthcare system. Washington is struggling with a solution, and it's costing you more and more just to know you have a doctor you can turn to when you really need one. The president says something must be done. One of Osama bin Laden's sons is likely dead. That's the word from a U.S. counterterrorism official who says Osama bin Laden probably died in Pakistan. It's believed he died in a missile strike by a U.S. Predator drone earlier in the year. Now, officials say it's hard to completely be sure that he was killed because they lack DNA evidence. An attorney for Michael Jackson doctor Conrad Murray says authorities searched for evidence of manslaughter at the doctor's Houston office. L.A. police and federal drug agents seized and raided the records on Wednesday. Dr. Murray is the cardiologist who was with Jackson when he died last month. His attorney says Murray should not be a target of criminal charges.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
The Chihuahua made famous for his Taco Bell craving has died. Gidget was in several commercials for the fast food chain and was 15 years old, that's according to her trainer. And I did say her because Gidget was originally cast as the girlfriend for the commercials, but then she was moved into the male role by the director. Gidget also appeared in the film Legally Blonde 2. You're up to date. Those are the headlines at this hour. Just stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.